On Valentine's Day, romance usually starts at the table. How many restaurant reservations are made for Valentine's Day?
Thousands.
Hundreds of billions of them, yes. Couples go out to a special restaurant. They gaze into each other's eyes over someone else's cooking. But what about bringing the romance right into your own kitchen?
You just want to flip it. And remember, we had butter on it, so it should come right out.
That's my man.
Woo! Oh, give me some, girl.
Good job, Pat.
You are not listening to flirtation there. No, no, that is true love. Pat and Gina Neely are high school sweethearts and co-hosts of the Food Network show Down Home with the Neelys. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Happy
Valentine's Day to you guys.
We wanted to invite you into the studio in Memphis, Tennessee, where we're on the air and where you're from, right?
Correct. Yes.
And, you know, share some of your recipes and really some of your strategies for making the kitchen a place for cooperation, as well as, you know, coming up with strategies to really attract the love of your life, right?
Correct.
Now, we don't want to get into the age thing too much, but you guys do go way back.
Yeah, we met in high school. We dated throughout our senior year, and then Pat and I actually broke up, and we got back together at our 10-year reunion. You know, that 10 years, we just kind of marinated and sauteed, and I saw him, I had to go ahead and whip it on up.
It was a real reunion.
Now, Gina, how did food figure into the reunion and the rekindling of your love?
Well, you know what? Pat is sort of an old schools kind of guy, you know, very, very family oriented. And I always say, you know, there are three ways to get a man. You know, you start with his head, you get his heart, you get that stomach popping. So after he ate that great meal of mine that I prepared, that get your man chicken.
It was on.
It was a wrap.
It's called Get Your Man Chicken?
Yes.
It's called what, you know, and Pat is a huge lover of chicken. So, you know, I was tooling around trying to think of a way that I can incorporate chicken into it, but kind of make the aroma have a sensuous kind of smell to it. So when he entered my home, it had that smell, and then you can hear the...
Set the stage here, all right? This is the recipe portion of the program. Get Your Man Chicken, chocolate brownie crunch, braised cabbage and carrots with southern creamed corn. That was the meal that really did the deed?
The meal that sealed the deal.
Oh, man.
Better stop, John.
Give us you talked a little bit about the spices and the ambiance you wanted when Pat walked into the room, but how did you achieve that?
Okay, so what I did first, I kind of lit some candles. I had me a glass of wine first to sort of settle my nerves down. Because, you know what, when you're in the kitchen, you want to kind of relax and even let the aromas kind of feed your soul as well as the person that you're preparing it for. So I started with the Get Your Man Chicken, a little wine going, put a little tomato sauce in it, which is kind of similar to almost a chicken cacciatore, but
right,
has a little twist to it. Then I went on and did the braised cabbage. And braising cabbage basically means you fry it in the skillet, where it's really a lot quicker than the old-fashioned way of boiling it. Added some carrots for a little color. Got a little cream corn going.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Then I said, you know what? Every great meal needs a little what at the end, a little something sweet. So we did the chocolate brownie crunch. We did a chocolate ganache on top. And I added in a cookie wafer just to kind of throw them off a little bit. Chill that champagne, honey. And when that man ate that food, them candles lit, had that aroma going.
Had some Barry White playing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. So, Pat, that's the attractive quality of food. There's also the cooperative quality of actually doing it together, in the kitchen. And, you know, in my case, when I start cooking at home, my wife worries about the cleanup. What are some recipes that can keep things simple but keep it all romantic?
Well, you know, you got to work with your wife and your spouse in general. And Gina and I, for years, even before we started having kids and when they were little, you know, if she got home before I did and she started preparing the meal, as opposed to me coming in, plopping down on the sofa, I would immediately come in, wash my hands, and jump right in. If she had potatoes going, I would start mashing them, or I would start pulling the meat out of the oven or putting it in. And so we always just kind of work.
Listen, you guys are too much, man. Look at that. Whoa, turn down the thermostat in that studio.
You know, here's the thing, though. For me, this food can be a source of tension because not only is he a terrible cook, but, you know, we don't agree on how healthy the recipe should be and whether or not, you know, pizza in and of itself constitutes a full 3-course meal.
you know, cooking is like a dance. You lead, I follow. There's a lot of compromising that goes on, finding your strengths and weaknesses. Like, I don't like to chop onions because I have terrible allergies. So if you notice on the show how Pat does all my chopping, and I may be working the spices because I like to mix it up. So what you do is you sort of find your strengths and weaknesses, just like in a relationship, where you can find, because most times you'll find that if you don't get along in the kitchen, more than likely that bedroom ain't so hot either.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, so Pat, let's get your Lovin' in the Oven menu, and all this stuff's going to be on our website.
Well, you know, we had the flank steak.
Nice.
And then we had the garlic mashed potatoes.
Excellent.
And to top it off, guys, you've got to have some strawberries. So I would make a chocolate syrup, which was more of a fondue, and then I would turn around and dip the strawberries into the chocolate, and I would feed Gina the strawberries.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a tribute to his meat and potatoes.
That's good. Well, it sounds like it's working very well, guys. Finally, any dishes that are things to absolutely avoid if you're going to do Valentine's Day at home as a couple?
First of all, you don't want to do things that are too complicated. Now, I won't be trying to fix my man no collard greens on Valentine's Day. Right. Let's just cut that out altogether. Maybe go with the grilled asparagus, something that's a lot lighter. Any kind of stews where it just kind of requires a lot of work and a lot of chopping, because you don't want things that are too heavy that's going to kind of weigh it down, because if you weigh his stomach down, you're going to wear it the whole night while we weigh down. So you don't want
and
that.
You definitely
Let's just
don't
keep
want
it light in the air
keep
and
it light,
feeling good.
Keep it easy.
It's one thing that I'd like to say is that cooking is just like a marriage, as Gina alluded to earlier. It's really about, you know, you guys working together and preparing a great meal that you both can enjoy.
If you make manwich, make it great. Who cares what it is? Just make it great and make it with love.
Pat and Gina Neely, co-hosts of the Food Network show, Down Home with the Neelys. Thanks so much, and happy Valentine's Day. I mean, I don't know if that relationship's going to last.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm a little, that's a little
happy
sound.
Happy Lover's Day.
Feels a little happy. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you want to take a look at some of those recipes, you can go to our That's a bad, very
Yeah, it's very bad.
You can go to our website, Gina and Pat's recipes, including Get Your Man Chicken for Valentine's Day at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headley.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. No matter how I try.